Thank you, Phil. We'll start this week with stories from County Hall, City Hall, the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, the University of East Anglia, and the NHS Walk-in Centre on Rouen Road, close to Chatterbox headquarters. Norfolk County Council has revealed how it aims to achieve net zero carbon emissions within 10 years, and what it will cost. Norwich City Hall has named Louise Rawsthorne to take over the top job, at least in an interim capacity. Staff morale at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital is the lowest at any hospital in England, and things are no better at UEA, where staff pay is being frozen. Meanwhile, there are more calls for the Rouen Road Walk-in Centre to stay open. Here's Phil to start with the first of the reports from local institutions.
County Hall has revealed how it aims to achieve net zero carbon emissions by the end of the decade, with the warning that it will involve significant costs. Norfolk County Council's strategy includes a series of measures, including swapping all street lighting bulbs to LED ones, switching its car fleet to electric vehicles, and creating new green spaces. The authority, which has agreed just under £60 million worth of cuts and warned of more to come, has not given any indications about how much the changes will cost. But it does acknowledge they will require significant capital expenditure, which will ultimately come from the taxpayer. It comes at a time of growing unease from some about the cost of hitting net national zero targets, with fears about the impact it could have on the UK's economy. However, opposition politicians at County Hall have said the council's plans do not go far enough to tackle the terrifyingly urgent issue of climate change. Steve Morphew, leader of County Hall's Labour group, said, "As a response to a climate crisis, this doesn't go far enough or fast enough. The strategy, which also covers council-owned contractor Norse, includes a commitment not to buy new petrol and diesel vehicles, except where there is no electric alternative. The council says it will also convert all of Norfolk's streetlights to LED to cut carbon. Two-thirds have already been swapped, but the remainder will follow suit. All new schools will be net zero, while buildings will be better insulated. The council says it will also work with businesses, fellow councils and communities to support nature recovery."
City Hall has revealed who will be appointed its new chief executive. Louise Rawsthorne, who has headed up the council resident-facing services since April 2021, is expected to take over the top job at Norwich City Council in an interim capacity. The announcement comes as the current £156,000-a-year chief, Stephen Evans, prepares to leave the authority. Ms Rawsthorne is expected to take over the top job, which involves being the council's key policy adviser, on March the 25th.
Norfolk's largest hospital has the lowest staff morale of any in the country, a new survey has found. Results from the annual NHS staff survey have shown that the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has the worst nationwide rating. According to the study, less than half the staff would feel happy for a loved one to receive care there. The report also shows that more than 4 in 10 workers are considering leaving the hospital, and less than 20% feel there is enough staff working there to do their jobs properly. More than 4,500 people at the hospital completed the survey, just over half of the workforce. Bosses at the Coney site say the findings reflect the pressures in the NHS, with large numbers of vacancies, challenges in the care sector, and high demand for services. However, they were not able to say why morale was worse there than at other acute hospitals operating under similar circumstances.
Staff at the cash-strapped University of East Anglia will not receive an annual pay rise after bosses opted to defer the offer as a cost-cutting measure. University workers nationally are poised to be given a boost in pay for the 2023-24 academic year, although the precise offer is still under negotiation. However, bosses at UEA have confirmed its staff will not be included in any rise, whether an agreement is reached nationally or not. In a move hoped to reduce the need for redundancies, bosses at the university have agreed to defer its staff pay award by 11 months. It will mean initial payments scheduled to have been made last month won't be received until January 2024, and the remainder until July the 1st of the same year. Acting Vice-Chancellor Christine Bovis-Knossen said, "This is a very difficult decision and it's not one we wanted to take. But if it means we can minimise the need for any compulsory redundancies, then it's the right decision to make at this time."
A teacher's fears closing Norwich's walk-in centre would leave a huge gap in care after one of its doctors detected a serious bowel problem in her husband. Deborah Wilson, a Poringland music teacher, praised staff at the Rouen Road Medical Centre for their prompt care of her husband, Keith, who ended up having an emergency operation to untwist his bowel. The procedure happened at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital only a few hours after Mrs. Wilson drove her partner to the walk-in centre at midnight with agonising stomach pain. Following advice from 111 call handlers, she is one of many who have spoken up to save the NHS Medical Centre, which could shut when the One Norwich Practices contract to run the facility expires in March 2024. Health bosses are considering whether or not to renew the contract, and a consultation was launched in January this year in relation to its future, which is being backed by the Evening News. Mr. Wilson was admitted to accident and emergency an hour after seeing the walk-in centre doctor and was sent for surgery at about 5:30 a.m. on May 30th. The 75-year-old has recovered fully and the couple praised all the care received from NHS staff.